The call to prepare. With that great day approaching, the Word of God calls His people to turn to Him with repentance. The day of the Lord is coming, for it is at hand. Consecrate a fast, call a sacred assembly, gather the people, sanctify the congregation, assemble the elders, gather the children. Let the priests, who minister to the Lord, weep between the porch and the altar. Turn to me with all your heart, with fasting, with weeping, and with mourning. So rend your heart, and not your garments, return to the Lord your God, for He is gracious and merciful, slow to anger, and of great kindness. To prepare a people to stand in the day of God, there was a great work of reform to be done. In His mercy, God was about to send a message to awaken those who claimed to be His people and lead them to get ready for the coming of the Lord. We find this warning in. Here is a three-part message represented as proclaimed by heavenly beings and followed immediately by the Son of Man's coming to reap the harvest of the earth. The prophet saw an angel flying in the midst of heaven, having the everlasting gospel to preach to those who dwell on the earth, to every nation, tribe, tongue, and people, saying with a loud voice, "Fear God and give glory to Him, for the hour of His judgment has come, and worship Him who made heaven and earth, the sea and springs of water." This message is a part of the everlasting gospel. God has entrusted the work of preaching to us. Holy angels direct, but the servants of Christ on earth actually proclaim the gospel.